when we think about breast cancer care at UNC, it's more than one individual. It's more than Lisa Carey, who's the name and the face associated with this disease to a certain extent. There are lots of members of this breast cancer treatment community at UNC. Can you spend a few moments describing who they are and what they do?
Oh, absolutely. So breast cancer is best treated, and there's actually, we know that patients with breast cancer do better if they are treated in a multidisciplinary sense. And when we say multidisciplinary, that means that the medical oncologists, people like me and my colleagues who are quite remarkable, and I'll mention a couple of them in a second, but the surgeons, surgical oncologists, the radiation oncologists who specialize in breast cancer are all actually talking together and communicating and working together on a unified treatment plan. We also have involvement of our radiologists and pathologists and geneticists. And you know, when we talk about multidisciplinary care, when we go to clinic on Wednesdays, we all come together and we spend an hour and a half going through complicated cases and deciding what we think is the best thing to do for them. And many of the patients come, and if they're seen on that day, they actually stay in the room and we come into them. So we actually, they don't go from one doctor and then a few days later another doctor. I mean, we actually get an integrated, unified decision making from all of us having had communications and reviewed everything together beforehand. That's one piece of it. And I think it's actually a really important piece of it.
It's certainly easier for the patient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's one day, right? So they're there and they stay in the room and we come in and out. So it does make it, it's a one-stop shopping.
Right.
It's also important to note that I may be sort of the longest, the person who's been here the longest in medical oncology, but Hai Mus is probably one of the most famous people in the nation in geriatric oncology, a very key element of this. My colleague Carrie Anders has developed a brain metastasis clinic with neurosurgeons and radiation oncologists, which I think may be a unique clinic. Claire Dees runs early drug trials, and Katie Reeder-Hayes is an expert in how do patients actually get treated in the community. And she's oftentimes our reality check for all the things that we think we've advanced for new drugs. If they're not getting to the patients, she's the one who points that out in the places where we need to do better. My surgical colleagues are remarkable, and there's great advances being done both in the surgical oncology management as well as plastic surgery, and the same for the radiation oncologists. But to that, we add the scientists. So several of us actually routinely spend a couple of hours a week with the scientists in Limeburger who are doing the evaluations and advances on the scientific basis, and we interact with them very frequently. So I would consider our multidisciplinary team also to include them, and we help them understand what the clinical challenges are so that they're doing research that's focused in the clinic, but they help us too. So I would say that's some of the main kind of components of our team that are really important.
A really good reason then for a patient with breast cancer to want that comprehensive, multidisciplinary, and translational science care here at UNC. Here at